Okay, so today we're going to take a deep dive into something I find really, really fascinating.
Oh, yeah. This should be fun.
It's 5G
Yeah.
and how it's all going to work with the industrial Internet of Things.
Right.
So we've got some excerpts here from a document called The Role of 5G in Industrial IoT Connectivity.
Catchy
I
title.
know, right? Really rolls right off the tongue.
It does, yeah.
But
Straight to the point.
yeah, exactly. Straight to the point.
You know what it's
You
about.
know exactly what you're going to get.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, with this whole 5G thing, like,
Yeah.
how's this going to change,
Oh,
industries?
yeah.
Like, I'm thinking more than just,
Right.
your smart refrigerator and your
Yeah.
smartwatch and all that.
Yeah,
Like,
it's bigger than that.
this is big.
It is big. It's like a whole
Yeah.
another level.
Yeah.
We're talking about like industries changing how they operate,
Oh,
like
yeah.
from the ground up.
Okay, so give me an example.
Okay, so imagine a factory where the production line
Okay.
adapts like in real time
Wow.
based on data from
Yeah.
sensors.
That's what. So it's just constantly.
Constantly adjusting and optimizing like
Wow.
efficiency and reducing waste. Like that's the promise of.
So it's like the machines are talking to each other
Yes.
and like figuring out,
Exactly.
make it work.
Make it all work.
Yeah.
That's
It's exciting.
kind of scary, but also
Yeah, it is exciting.
very exciting.
Yeah, and this is where 5G comes in.
Okay.
Because 5G is like,
Okay.
it's the nervous system that connects all these smart components, right?
Gotcha.
So that's
So
a,
it's like the thing that allows
yeah,
all
so
the
communication.
communication.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and specifically 5G has this thing called low latency,
Okay.
which is like basically the reaction time
Okay.
of the network, right?
Gotcha.
So it allows for basically instantaneous.
Communication between machines.
That's crazy.
And this is super important for applications like robotics, where like even milliseconds of delay can be critical.
Oh,
Like
absolutely.
a robot arm needs to know exactly when to move.
Yeah.
And if there's any lag,
Yeah, you don't want to be.
yeah, it could be disastrous.
Yeah, for sure. For
Yeah.
sure. So it's like super
Yeah,
speed.
super speed and responsiveness.
Responsiveness is the key.
Yeah, it's a game changer. This document also talks about 5G handling massive amounts of data.
Yes.
Why is that so important for
Yeah.
industrial IoT?
So think about it.
Yeah.
All these interconnected systems.
Right.
They generate a ton of data,
I would imagine.
like a crazy amount.
Yeah.
Like, for example, a smart grid
Up.
managing energy distribution needs to analyze data from like
Wow.
thousands of sensors
All at the same time.
all at the same time in real time
To make decisions.
to balance like supply and demand.
Wow.
And 5G provides like the bandwidth.
Oh, okay.
To handle this constant data flow.
So it's like a fire hose.
It is like a fire hose
But
of
yeah.
data, and 5G can handle it.
5G's got a big hose.
Get a big hose. Yeah.
Okay, so let's get into
Yeah, let's get practical.
some real-world
Yeah.
examples
I
here.
like it.
This document mentions a manufacturing plant
Okay.
that used 5G sensors to predict equipment failures.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so this plant,
Yeah.
they actually saw a 20% reduction in downtime
Wow.
by using 5G sensors to monitor equipment performance.
So they knew when things were about to break.
Yeah, they could anticipate and address potential issues before they cause like
That's
disruptions.
huge.
It's huge.
Like a 20% reduction in downtime.
Yeah, that translates to like major cost savings
Well, absolutely.
and increased productivity.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
That's a really great example.
Right.
So it's not
It
just.
goes beyond manufacturing too.
Okay.
What about logistics?
Yeah. How does this affect
So logistics.
trucking and
Yeah, trucking, shipping, yeah.
shipping and all that?
Yeah. So 5G
Yeah.
enables real-time tracking of goods across the entire supply chain.
Okay.
So imagine like a shipping container
Okay. Yeah.
equipped with a 5G sensor continuously transmitting its
Do
location.
you know where it is at all
You
times?
know where it is, you know the temperature,
Right.
you know like
So if something goes wrong,
exact
luckily, wait.
yeah, and this level of visibility
Yeah.
allows companies to optimize delivery routes,
Okay.
do inventory management.
So it's all about efficiency.
It's all about efficiency,
Yeah.
making things smoother.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
The document also mentions
Okay.
smart cities using 5G to
Smart
manage.
cities are a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Traffic flow,
Yeah.
energy consumption.
Huge applications there.
How so?
So picture this. You've got a network of traffic lights
Okay.
all communicating with each other. And with connected vehicles
Okay.
to optimize traffic flow in real time,
Wow.
reducing congestion.
So no more traffic jams.
Less traffic jams.
That's the dream.
That's the dream.
That's the dream.
Yeah, and less emissions
Oh, no.
because cars are just idling,
Yeah. Yeah.
less. Or smart streetlights that adjust their brightness based on pedestrian movement.
Oh, wow. So they're like,
They dim.
they dim when no one's around
Yeah.
and brighten
Yeah.
when people are there.
Yeah.
That's
So
amazing.
it's like saving energy.
So this is like really making cities
Making cities more efficient,
much more efficient.
more livable.
Yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah.
But
There are some downsides.
yeah, I was gonna say it's gotta be.
Yeah, there's always some downsides.
There's always a catch.
What are some of the concerns?
Well, one of the big ones is security.
All right, because you're connecting like all this critical infrastructure
Right, you're putting it all on a network.
to a network. Yeah. And that inevitably raises security risks.
Makes it vulnerable.
Yeah. So we need really strong cybersecurity measures.
So this is something that they're gonna have to be really
Absolutely. Yeah.
careful about.
Yeah. Safeguarding data transmission, implementing like strong authentication protocols,
Right.
constantly monitoring for vulnerabilities.
So it's not just the technology itself, it's like,
Exactly. It's about trust.
yeah, making
Yeah.
sure
Yeah.
everything is secure.
Yeah. Building trust.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
And the document also talks about the need for standardization.
Okay, what does that mean?
Yeah, because right now
Yeah.
there isn't like a common framework for
Gotcha.
all this stuff.
Yeah.
We need that.
Like a universal language for machines.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that makes
So
sense.
that devices from different manufacturers can talk to each other
Yeah.
seamlessly.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've covered a lot here.
We
What are
have.
some key takeaways?
So some key takeaways, 5G and industrial IoT are going to change everything
Yeah.
about how industries work.
Yeah.
It's going to drive efficiency, productivity, innovation.
But
You know,
there's a but
we got to be careful,
we got to be
just on
careful.
security.
Security standardization
You
collaboration.
know, work together.
We got to work together, yeah.
Yeah.
Across different sectors.
Okay, well, this leaves us with
It does.
a big question to ponder.
Yeah.
How is this going to impact
Right.
the future
Yeah. What skills will we need
of work?
in this world where machines and humans
Yeah, are working
we're
more
working together?
closely together.
Yeah, it's a whole new world.
It is a whole new world that's really
Exciting and scary.
exciting and
Oh,
scary.
at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us
My pleasure.
for this deep dive
Always fun.
into
Oh,
5G
yeah.
and industrial IoT.
Good stuff.
If you want to explore further,
Yeah.
we've got some links
Check out the show notes.
to some resources
Yeah.
in the show notes. We'll hook you up.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for listening.
See you next time.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.